Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Dude, timing just works like that, dude. Episode 60, like 60, boys and girls.
Nine more episodes till we end, because funny number.
Funny number, right? You know what? This actually works out perfectly. I was like, it's like technically. I guess we still haven't figured out. Is this our season three, or are we just throwing the seasons out the window? Either way, we got a new layout.
We restart at 6. We do go up to 68. We restart just to edge the people a little bit.
Wait, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck? That's not allowed.
I mean, new visuals. Oh. You know, XP share zero. Introduction. Hey, I'm J Dog. This is CJ. That's Juice over there. We got Quay.
What are you people?
I think my first appearance on XP share is episode 35 or something like that.
Yeah, you guys. Hey, you around, guys came in 30s.
Yeah, it's around the 30s.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about permanent member. I was
just in the history, it's around the 30s where everything started going really fucking badly.
Oh, just like no, my no. life. Got it.
Hey.
Oh, it's a close number. Dude.
We're on track.
To be clear, in America, the 30s is when everything started getting better.
No.
Wait, what?
30s is when the Great Depression hit, brother.
That's the 20s.
No, that's the Roaring 20s. That's when it was good.
Oh my god. Quang out, Quang out.
I'm the foreigner of the cast and I know your history better than you do.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm in my Great Depression now. I am 30 years old. I am in my 30s. Fuck me.
You had fucking refrigerators and shit like that going on. And then the 30s came, you had the Wall Street crash, and then the war kicked up, and because the war kicked up, you guys fixed your economy.
All right, hey, look, just because you're young and you're not 30 yet doesn't mean you can really shit all over us right now, okay?
I know those facts. Well, hold on.
CJ, this is a little bit of your fault because you probably just fed him too much beans and toast over the last 2 weeks.
What the?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you were feeding him, right? You were feeding him.
The human body can go 3 minutes without oxygen, 3 days without water, and 30 was it 3 weeks without food. It's fine.
33. You know.
Yeah. No. It's either three and four, but I know it's 4 minutes, it's 4 days, 4 weeks, or 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 weeks.
The conservative estimate is 333. People have known to do more of that, but
yeah, he's fine. He's fine. He's got a week left.
That's the point. CJ's here. Quang's here. We're all here. Quang's alive. CJ's probably still a little sick.
No, but... Quang, shut the fuck up. He's fine.
I will say.
No, Quang, that's fine. He's fine.
Historically, I'm really bad with dates. Years, days, numbers, those things don't really add up in my head.
He's really bad. He's really bad at dates because it's only been a week.
Oh my goodness.
Oh geez. Right. Juice. You have a little opening segment for us, don't you?
I do, man. So listen, the end of the year is upon us. We're gonna be talking about some fun stuff today, and I think that it's important that we take some time to go back in the past and remember what was. So,
fuck.
We just established Quang is not good at the past.
I know, right? So that's I'm so scared. Here's what we're doing today. Today I want to see if you guys can recall the last 10 Game of the Year winners.
Oh my god. The last 10. Wait.
What are you doing? I can do a last few. 10.
Last year was.
What are we doing? Hold on.
Last year was Elden Ring again, wasn't it?
Hold on.
I think we should all put an answer in before Juice gives it to us. I could do it.
Okay.
No Googling. No cheating.
No. This is a team game.
You can't see it, but my hands are on my head.
Okay. I could maybe name two. I mean, GTA was one year. I don't know which year. That's the shitty part. I can't name.
Okay, let's start with the one that we watched together, Justin.
I can go, but I think I can at least go back 3 years.
Last year was Elden Ring again, right? The DLC one.
No, it was not.
No. Oh no, was it Final Fantasy?
They did win an award, but it wasn't Game of the Year.
Was it Final Fantasy that won that year? No, it was Astro Bot.
It was not.
Last year?
Last year was
Astro Bot, wasn't it?
Astro Bot. Well, so, yeah. Okay, so I should say, this is an important question.
That makes sense.
Which list I'm going off of, right? So, mm-hmm. I chose Golden Joysticks.
Yeah, that's...
Is that okay?
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming. I mm-hmm. figured...
Yeah. Okay.
Especially based on.
It was not Astrobot, actually.
Wait, last year wasn't Astrobot?
Not according to my list, it was not Astrobot for 2024.
So Astrobot was the Game Awards.
Oh, yes. You're right.
But the Golden Joystick.
That's right.
There was another really good game last year.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
I'm glad Quang kind of threw himself on the sword because it was between those two.
Yeah.
I will anything for you.
Wasn't indeed Black Myth.
Yeah, I feel like we should all say an answer and then Juice can tell us whether we're right or not, because otherwise we're just gonna kinda like
Can we get like multiple choice at least? Like, fuck.
Well, here's the thing. Feel free to just throw out names, because I mean, you might not remember last year, but maybe you remember 2022 or 2020. Well, so,
what came out in 2023?
2023 is easy. That's Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah.
Yes.
That is correct.
That's the easy.
You got that.
Is 2022 Elden Ring or was 2020?
You are correct. That is Elden Ring.
That's Elden Ring. Because, yeah.
Good job. Good job. What came out in 2021
so far? 2021's the hard one.
2021 was the one that was meta. I'm pretty sure fucking Final Fantasy Remix made the Game of the Year nominee list, and I was really pissed off about it. I don't remember who won.
Because I know that's the year. I know that's the year Psychonauts 2 came out. I don't know if it won. Like, that's the. Because I know Psychonauts 2. Was hyped to shit because like it had been years and years. I know that's the year it came out. I don't remember if it won Game of the Year.
I don't think Psychonauts ever did they?
Not.
Psychonauts 2 was like it got some awards.
It was on there, yeah. It got awards, but I don't think it ever hit Game of the Year.
Who else? Yeah, that's
2021.
That's the year.
You guys want a clue?
Yes.
Do you want? Yeah. Give us the nominees.
Is it turn based?
I don't have the nominees. Okay. But I'll give you a clue. Okay. It's a horror game.
Silent Hill.
Resident Evil Village.
There we go.
That's crazy. I would never guess that. Last of Us Remastered.
Imagine. So 2020 now?
I wouldn't have got it without that clue, because I was like, I was starting to think, like, what the fuck else came out that year? And I'm just like...
2020 was Hades, right?
Yeah, Hollow Knight? It was not.
Hollow Knight?
It was not.
Hollow Knight was 2019. No,
the year Hades was originally on the list, it was to something, but I can't remember.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Nope.
That's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
Yeah, because like Because this is 2020 now, so we got like this is like COVID.
Peak COVID, yeah, peak COVID.
And I was like, that was a really big game. Among Us technically didn't come out in 2020; it came out a couple years earlier, so it wouldn't have been that.
But yeah,
but I don't know the exact details.
There's no way Among Us actually won a Game of the Year award.
No.
Last of Us Part 2.
That is correct. Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah, because everyone got pissed off about it. And now I'm gonna be lost because that's like as far as my memory goes.
Is 2019 Hollow Knight? I'm trying to remember when Hollow Knight came out. I'm trying to remember when that game came out.
Hollow Knight was.
Let me pull up the nominations for 2019. So you had.
I said
Outer Wilds.
COD Modern Warfare.
Okay.
You had for Control. 19?
Ooh, yeah, 2019. Control. Oh.
Disco Elysium. You Ooh, had. Fire Emblem. Gears houses? 5. Yeah, Three Houses. Outer Wilds.
Outer Wilds.
You had Resident Evil 2. You had Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice.
Oh, fuck.
Sekiro didn't win that year.
It did not, yeah.
Oh, but that's
Telling Lies, The Outer Worlds, Untitled Goose Game.
Outer Worlds didn't win that year?
I think it was...
What?
If it's Goose Game, the world is right, and I love the timeline that we're in. I know that it didn't, but I really want it to be Goose.
I want to say Outer Wilds, but also I feel like that's a game that didn't get as much love until like the year after, whenever, like, because the game, because the Golden Joystick and the Game Awards brought it to light, everyone was like, oh shit, I'm going to go play that. And so it was in 2020 where it got its popularity. So
Outer Worlds got popular during COVID, yeah.
So I'm going to say...
Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Resident Evil 2.
It's Resident Evil 2, yeah.
Okay.
Really? Shout out to Resident Evil, man. Resident Evil is like really, they're really doing a damn thing, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I can see it.
Like, shout out, bro. That's crazy. Okay, so 2018...
What the fuck came out in 2018? Fuck!
Here's the thing. 2018 will be very obvious when you really think about it, because there was a game... in 2018 that was like story-wise phenomenal, graphics phenomenal, fighting phenomenal, everybody was streaming it, it was
that
just on PS4,
was that
only on PS4?
Jesus, I already no was that Man. That was a God of War year, wasn't it?
God of War.
Oh, that was God of War. You're
okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think everyone knew God of War was winning that year. I think no one was confused on that one.
To be clear, there was not a lot of contests that year, too.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a great fucking game, though. I mean, holy hell, man. Great game. Beat my ass. Challenged the hell out of me.
Not a single
that's about, in that game. Maybe it's saying the one with the longest speech.
The camera angles.
I fucking genuinely not a single camera cut in that entire game. It's mental. What the fuck? 2017. Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh,
2017.
This is back when I was studying for my exams. What was that?
We're entering Beach Queen.
I got more clues.
I was in a relationship at this point.
Hell yeah. With me.
My brain is
I got
gone.
More clues.
I'm gonna need that.
I just got one word for you on this one. This should make it easy. Switch.
Oh, Super Mario Odyssey.
Legend of Zelda.
No.
Oh,
Legend of Zelda.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, I think you got a hell of Chris here, Mike, for that one. And the winner is.
This is back when the only game I was playing was Friday the 13th. So I am fucking no shit. That's all I played.
Friday the 13th.
You didn't miss
it. It was a good game.
Oh, well, extreme hard mode here.
I think now I don't know if this is a Golden Joystick or if it's over or if it's Game Awards, but I know Overwatch won one of them. I get the feeling it was Game Awards.
2016. No, that joy, golden joystick.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah. Oh, there we go. There we go. Right, I'm back in it, yeah. Mate. It's 2015. I'm immediately leaving. Like, you're on your own.
Game Awards in 2015? Is that the first one?
Golden Joystick, don't forget.
Golden Joystick, right? Yeah.
Golden Joystick goes back to like 2011?
It wasn't a Call of Duty in 2015, was it? No.
No. 2015 was Advanced Warfare. It was Black Ops 3. But because they come out in November, they don't get the, you know, enough time to really show off.
Plus,
Black Ops 3 had a terrible campaign, so it wasn't going to win anything.
Yeah.
Black Ops 2, though.
Where am I in 2015?
So, Black Ops 2, if Black Ops 3 had half the campaign that Black Ops 2 had.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're on the Xbox One
and we're on the PS4.
Because
they came out in 2014.
I am full in on League of Legends and Super Smash Brothers Melee for the What's Nintendo GameCube.
No, wait. 2015 is just Faker. That's all. He's the winner.
No. Faker was not the best in the world yet. He still was proving himself. He was a kid back then.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Damn. As a child. Yeah. Well, the 2015.
I played a lot of
this game. Was an RPG, open world RPG.
Oh, we haven't said it yet. Is it The Witcher 3?
It is The Witcher 3. Yes.
There we go. I was like, we haven't. Like, that's not that come sense. Up yet.
That game
came out in 2015.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That game looks like it came out like 5 years ago.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Knight is a good guess.
I still need to play all those.
A great fucking game.
I love that CJ is like that.
The Batman games or the Witcher games?
What?
I haven't played any of the Witcher games.
I need to play Witcher games.
You haven't played the Witcher games?
You know I played the Batman games. The fuck?
I will say, I love that CJ was like, that game feels like it came out 5 years or no, like, I, 5 years ago. I thought that game came out in like 2010. And it's like,
The Witcher 3 is still graphic, like, still has the graphics to say, oh, yeah, that one came out a couple years ago. And you, like, I wouldn't fucking say anything otherwise. That the fact that it came out in 2015, that is a beautiful game.
No, and I agree with you. In my head, that's what Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 still looks like. So don't tell me otherwise. What's
this? Mike out here pretending every time he didn't call me in 2015, 2016, my answer wasn't Batman Challenges. Yeah.
True.
Batman Challenges?
True. I'd get on Batman to see if you beat my high score and be like, what the fuck?
I do want to segue. It was, what a time to grow up. Like, early kids won't feel this anymore, but like every time the graphics upgraded in 3D, you're like, oh, this is like so realistic.
Yeah.
Every time. But now you look back at like Resident Evil 1, their faces are like fucking GoldenEye, where the face was like. But as a kid, you're like, man, these graphics are so realistic.
Yeah, bro.
Look at that, too.
True. Like, damn, look at that, bro. Like, when GTA Vice City came out, you remember like GTA Vice City with those cutscenes in game and like their hands were like this, you know? But I was still just like, oh, this is sick, bro. Like, look, he's picking up a bottle and he's gonna drink. Oh no! Like,
yeah, the way they pick it up is like,
nah, bro. I know the first time Quang ever saw a reflection in a video game, his fucking brain exploded.
Dude, fucking Super Smash Brothers Melee for the Nintendo GameCube.
Of course it was fucking Melee.
Yeah, 2008.
Right.
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Right. What the fuck came out in 2014? Because I don't. I think if we can get back to 2012.
We did 10 years. Oh, wait, no, we did 9 years. Fuck me. What came out in 2014? Me. Come on. As a street man.
wow. What?
That year was a lot of me not playing video games. I saved up like $10,000 to move to Santa Cruz.
Cause I'm pretty sure Last of Us is 2013. Or no, Last of Us will be. Wait, no, because GTA comes out in 2013, doesn't it? Technically.
It could have been.
When was The Last of Us? Damn. 2010?
See, this no. is the, no, because this The Last of Us was on PS3. No. Then they got a remaster on PS3. Then they got a re-release on the PS4. So it's really fucking confusing to remember when it. It's the same with Skyrim, right? Like that came out in 2021.
Wait, wasn't that a controversy though? Because they got Game of the Year for a remaster. Wasn't that what happened?
But would that have been this year then? Because 2013 has to be GTA.
You're right. It's 2013. 2013 was when Last of Us was released. Yes.
Released or remastered?
Released. Okay. Initial release.
So remaster, remaster might have been 2015 then. Because PS4 and Xbox One release in 2013, 2014, like that sort of crossover period. GTA. Is GTA Game of the Year 2013, or did that it must be? So last, what the fuck is it? Because Skyrim.
Yeah, you're right. 2013.
2013 is GTA.
Yeah. When did Skyrim come out?
2011. So what the fuck came out in 2014?
Fucking Fortnite? I don't know.
No, that came out like 2017, 2018.
Fortnite's still not out. Give me my fucking building tower defense game.
Oh, yeah. Right. Save the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is that...
I want concerts. I want Save the World.
2014 is like a true nerds game. A true nerds game. You know what I mean?
Nerds game.
Like you're a fucking... You're a PC gamer, dog.
Okay.
StarCraft 2 Void?
No.
No way.
Think Elden Ring.
You said true nerd PC game. That's
Dark Souls. Yeah.
Dark Souls 2 is like a... You are a fucking gamer if you
isn't that the one that everyone Dark hates? Games.
But you're saying PC game. You said PC game. That makes me think that it's PC only. Dota 2.
Oh, that's true because it is on console. It's true. Yeah.
My initial guess was
it's one of those like purist game. Maybe I should have said the gaming purists are like, bro, if you've been playing Dark Souls, shut the fuck up. All right, just like stop talking.
We're like 2013, 2014. This is still before gaming was seen as like just a mainstream thing that normal people do. It was still kind of seen as that like, oh, you play video games, you fucking weirdo, you're a loser, you're a child.
It was a transition from baby. You play videos, don't to like, oh, I remember playing Mega Man when I was a kid.
Well, this is the beginning of like the YouTube gaming space blow up, right? We're in 2014, 2013, this is when PewDiePie, Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, like, because this is probably when like FNAF has started coming out.
Yeah, I was like 2017.
Oh shit! When the fuck did Minecraft officially release?
Officially 2012?
That might be the...
I was going to say 10. Maybe?
Well, I'm going to say 2013 Game of the Year for Golden Joystick is GTA 5.
Minecraft officially released in 2011.
Close.
so it's either Minecraft or Skyrim for 2011.
Like I said, my mind went to shit after we hit like 2017.
No, but I'm 2013. My money is on GTA 5.
Assuming we even went back that far.
Oh, it was. Yeah, 2013 was GTA 5. Yeah.
So, and that's what, like the last 12 years, 11, 12 years.
Not bad.
We're in 2020. Yeah, not too bad.
2025 is here, boys and girls, and it's almost over.
Yep, and you know what that means? We're in November, so get Mariah Carey out the cryostasis chamber. Let's go!
Yeah, hell
yeah! Oh my god, it's already happening, dude. My brother just sent me pictures. They already have a Christmas tree up. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
I went Halloween shopping and there's Christmas stuff up. Like, I was costume shopping with a friend for their kid.
I mean, are you surprised?
I would say, yeah. Like,
should I not be?
No, not at all. It's November. Christmas stuff is going up on November 1st.
No. This was 2 weeks ago in October. Oh. When I was doing Halloween costume shopping.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Like, you are going to start seeing it in shops because there are those people that like to buy it really early on, right? And get it out of the way. So they have to cater for those people. Like, let's be, they wouldn't be putting them out if they weren't selling. So, it's,
yeah.
What it is.
Well, before we get on Christmas, we do have 30 minutes left. So, yeah. We have 30 minutes to go through 12 games between four people.
Since when have we ever confided ourselves to the time restraint that we've allotted? Okay. Like, we always run out of it.
Today we kind of have to because I'm currently cooking, so we got to make sure my food doesn't burn. Okay,
I mean we can go for however long we want when our views go up on YouTube. I'm gonna put that out.
And you're not sharing these. I will personally disown you. I wore a nice shirt today.
Wow. All right. We could do timestamps, but. It is
November, and so the nominees for Game of the Year are open. I believe the Game Awards is in a week or two, but the Golden Joystick have officially closed their nominations. We don't know what the winner is going to be yet. I think that is on the 20th of November that they do their award show. But I pilfered the list of Game of the Year nominees for 2025. It's 12 games. And I then pitched it to our lovely assortment of cast members and hosts and Quang, and then basically got everyone to list it from 12 to 1. And I have stolen this format from WrestleTalk, which is great. Basically, if you assigned it at number 12, it gets 1 point. If you signed it at number 11, it gets 2 points, all the way up to number 1, which gets the full 12 points. I then threw those numbers into an Excel spreadsheet, got the final scores, got the final order, and I have the definitive Cracked Media Game of the Year Award going off the Golden Joystick nominations. Because I imagine the Game Awards are going to have different nominations. Because there's some late games that have come out, like Ark Raiders and Outer Worlds 2, that weren't on the Golden Joystick Award list. But it would probably mean that they'll be eligible for next year's list.
But do we want to go from 12 to 1 instead of 1 to 11?
So I'm going to go from 12 to 1, and I will give you the total score and what everyone individually scored it. And then if anyone's got any comments or wants to defend their baby for getting 8th place, then they will be welcome to do so. I don't think that we're going to get much sort of debate on. It's honestly the middle ground is probably where we're going to get the most interesting. But at number 12, with a grand total, because I need to click on this list, with a grand total of 13 points, is Silent Hill F. J-Dog scored it 6 points, Juice scored it 1, Quang scored it 4, and I scored it 2. I mean, for me, it's just, I'm not a big Silent Hill guy. I know Silent Hill 2, I think it's very, very popular, but I didn't play Silent Hill F. I think it's been a very good year for games, and there were better ones for me personally, but J-Dog scored it 6. That's a decent score. In the top half.
Okay, so disclaimer, everything pretty much past 5 was kind of just like a hype, good series kind of thing. There's a lot of them I didn't play past 5.
yeah, fair.
At number 11 with 14 points, and this one is probably one that people will find a little surprising on TikTok, so feel free to leave your comments with how wrong we are. But at number 11 with 14 points is Peak. J-Dog and Juice both scored it 3 points. Quang scored it 2 points, and I scored it 6 because I actually had quite a lot of fun with this game. I think it is the Among Us of this year in like the popular game you do with a group of friends. Like, it was definitely the content game of the year. But I liked it, but everyone else just kind of thought it was meh.
I was kind of surprised that it made the list. I don't know what I would have put on the list other than it. But it was definitely more interesting and more fun than Silent Hill.
I'm kind of coming from the aspect of I don't know. The whole like team climbing games seem weird to me. But not only that, but this could just be me, and I'm pretty sure it is. I'm kind of getting tired of the whole like, here's a 8-hour game that we cooked up in 30 minutes. Have fun. Give us your money.
To be clear, that is why I put it lower than Silent Hill F. It really feels like there's a lot more effort that went into Silent Hill. Is the only reason why I put it over Peak. I will probably go back to Peak. Like 9 times out of 10 more often, like 90% more often.
I mean, if a lot of people like go back and play it, like my biggest reason I didn't get into it was this kind of let's say financial crisis at the time. So you know, if that wasn't a thing, you know, always throw money at whatever to play with the homies. But like, I was like, I could use that $8 for something else, you know.
I've had fun with it this year. I think from what I know and from what I've seen, the dev team are a small, passionate group that really enjoy and love their community. I've done a lot of good work by content creators and stuff. So it seems to have been a fun one. It was in my top 50%. So yeah.
They deserved it. They deserved it.
It could have been a side quest game. That I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
If we wanted
Was it not?
No, we didn't do it. I think we did. No, we did do it.
No, when's the last time we did side quests?
No, I definitely remember playing
Juice, it. Because DJ and I definitely played Peak together.
The three of us definitely did.
Yeah, okay, well, that wasn't with me for sure. Y'all left me out. Oh, no, wait.
No, I think you left us.
Wait, was that maybe it was a side quest I wasn't here for?
You might have been gone. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, maybe you did. Thanks for giving me the VOD, you know?
yeah, bro. We totally did that. What the fuck, bro? The fuck, bro?
Sounds like you problem.
Oh, no. what we did, what was the burger one we did?
The burger simulator? Oh,
The burger. The McDonald's.
The fast food simulator?
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, Fast Food Simulator Prologue.
That was fun.
Prologue, yeah, word.
Next.
we crushed that shit.
All right, at number 10, with 17 points, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. J-Dog scored it 2, Juice scored it 6, Quang scored it 5, and I scored it 4.
That was another...
The game looks sick.
Game looks like a lot of fun. I just never got around to it. It was on Game Pass, but I never got around to it. It was a busy year.
Like I said, everything below 5 on me was kind of like I didn't play it or I heard something terrible about it. So,
did you hear something bad about Indiana Jones?
Yeah, everybody I talked to said it wasn't good. So I was like, I didn't really pay attention to it.
I heard the exact opposite. So I heard that it's like, I gave it a little bit lower of a score than I probably would have otherwise. I'm looking at my list right now and I don't know how much higher I would have put it. Even everybody has told me that's really good. I docked it down some points in my head because I really dislike reviving IPs as just like a whole. Indiana Jones has been out for a really long time. It kind of makes sense. It's a new story, and it's like
I was going to say, my argument to that is the only Indiana Jones game we've ever had is a Lego game, and that's a very good Lego game, but this is, like, one of the first, like, proper AAA, like, in, if you love that franchise, which a lot of people do,
yeah,
you will love that. And like someone I spoke to was like, I would want nothing more out of an Indiana Jones game. So, yeah. Like, I don't know.
But still, like, it like, reviving an IP is something that, like, I generally don't like if it's an old IP. Like, the last Indiana Jones movie was so long ago. I don't know if there's anything anything else more recently. That goes for, like, movies, too, generally. I don't really like...
LucasArts.
Yeah.
This one, all right, this one's gonna spark a conversation. This is where the fun begins, ladies and gentlemen. At number 9, with 19 points, J-Dog having scored it 4, Wang having scored it 1, I having scored it 3, and Juice having scored it 11, is Death Stranding 2.
Was it really that good? Said?
I put it last.
At number 9.
Oh, that's number 4. How did we skip? Okay.
J-Dog gave it 4 points. Quang gave it 1 point. I gave it 3 points. You gave it 11 points. It was your runner-up.
Yeesh.
Was it that good?
So this is another one of those things that I do based on, you know, like, first off, disclaimer, didn't play any of these games. However, I watched reviews on all these games and kind of judge it off of, off of that. One of the things that Hideo Kojima does better than a lot of directors is, like, the man knows how to, like, create story and make it feel compelling, right? And whenever we talk about games that we love, especially these days, as a much older guy, as one of the old heads, you might say, I definitely appreciate a good story over just, like, thrilling gameplay. You know what I mean? Like, I love it when we can give me a little bit more. So that's part of the reason why I scored it so high. I think it's a weird story nonetheless. Like, it's super odd. You know what I mean? It's almost like he was on fucking LSD when he wrote the shit. But it's still very interesting. Of course, you got pretty dope ass cast: George Miller, Norman Reedus. I thought it was really fucking cool, personally.
Kojima has gotten me some free drinks.
Some free drinks?
Yeah. Did I tell you this? I thought we talked about this. Where multiple times I've been out of the bar, especially, I mean, obviously my hair's not black right now, but with the black hair and a little bit of facial hair, I've been mistaken as Kojima just at the bar.
No fucking way.
That's fucking
especially when I was like 20, 30 pounds lighter, just with the skinny face.
Which is especially, like, weird considering how much of, like, a sort, not isolated but kept to himself person Hideo Kojima is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Are you Kojima?" And I was like, "No, that's not me."
Just gonna see him at the bar casually. Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, in America. In America.
we're just speaking great English.
Yeah. The reason I put Death Stranding solo, the graphics really ruined it for me. I think they just need to either be a little bit better or a little bit worse, because they really hit Uncanny Valley for me. Yeah, like, it hit Uncanny.
Like, they were bad?
No. Like, they were too good, but not good enough.
Okay.
Like everything, like, hit, like...
What?
Do you know what the Uncanny Valley is?
If you're saying that Death Stranding 2 is Uncanny Valley, I'm sorry. Have you played a Kojima game? They're all Uncanny Valley.
No, I disagree.
Like, I would argue that Kojima and whatever the fuck his name is that makes, like, Heavy Rain and all those other shit games, like, they are the two directors, quote-unquote, who are the definition of video game Uncanny Valley.
Sure. Well, I don't disagree with you. I think that the graphics were just, like, caught up to that, where it, like, really almost... It constantly, like, my brain kept being like, oh, this is supposed to be hyper-realistic, and then it like do like the AI thing where like something like is just like a little bit weird and like really threw me off constantly. Every cutscene, every interaction. I don't know if you've ever watched like Death Stranding 1 speedruns. I know this is like a very weird thing, but like the guys look pretty good, very oddly, like, you know, they're trying to be realistic, but it's like a little bit, it's not quite there yet. But then they have like awkward movements and it's kind of throws you for a loop. And if you're not used to it, it's like very weird. Death Stranding 2 did that for me, like every cutscene. And it could just be me, which is fair.
I mean, putting it last in the list is interesting. It made the game flack for this one.
It made the game unplayable. Is really what I'm saying, which is why I had to put it last.
So, at number 8, with a score of 22 points, is Donkey Kong Bonanza, and this one just like is a little like as this is my little science experiment. This is interesting to me. I scored it 1 point. It was the bottom of my list. Everyone else scored it 7. Everyone else put it at number 5, and I put it at number 1, just because I do not like the Marioverse games just in general. They've never been for me. They've never interested me. So it's like, yeah, no, like on this list, this is a game that just as an individual, I don't even care to look at it. It's just not for me. But for what it is, apparently it is objectively a number 5. Like, if you take me out of it, it's objectively number 5.
I to be clear, I think it could be anywhere between 5 and 8. I have some ulterior motives when it comes to putting Donkey Kong as high as it is. It's a legitimately fun game, to be clear. I love 3D platformer collectathons, just in general. That's what I grew up on. You know, Banjo-Kazooie, Super Mario 64, Croc, if people remember Croc.
Oh god.
it's what I grew up on and I love it. My favorite, as established last week or 2 weeks ago, my favorite game on Steam is A Hat in Time, which is a basically love letter to Mario Sunshine. Love collectathons. We're kind of talking about this pre-show, but Donkey Kong Bonanza is the first Nintendo game in a very long time where the devs are just kind of like, yeah, whatever, you guys can have your I think day one they found like an infinite gliding glitch that like takes time, it's like timing, and once you have to like find the rhythm to be able to do it, and the devs have not patched it out yet on the most, and they've explicitly said that they're not going to patch it out. So if you look up a speedrun guide, you can do the infinite glitch using one of the bonanzas. I'm not going to spoil much. I don't know how much people care about spoilers. So I have a little bit of an ulterior motive of putting it at 5. And I hope everyone else also continues to encourage this game, because it is fun to mess around with movement, which is always the gold standard with these kind of games, which is how free do I feel moving around in the overworld, right?
Sure.
That's like the key point of it. It's not the combat. It's not the story per se. It's a lot of like, how do I move around in the, where did you, like, I'm going to climb this mountain for 20 minutes. Did you hide something in this nook? I saw a hole in over there. I'm going to go see what the fuck that is.
Yeah,
and that's the kind of that's the appeal of the games, right? And I think Donkey Kong Bonanza has done it the best since Odyssey, maybe even since Banjo-Kazooie. Like, if we're gonna go all the way back, there are some tedious parts. There are some tedious parts for sure. That it's kind of inevitable with like collectathons where you're required to collect stuff.
We miss those games.
But yeah, highly recommend the
way that you can explore the map in that game, like, is something that I don't think I've ever really seen before. And I just thought it was really cool. I thought it was fucking. I thought neat. Neat was the word. That was neat. The word I was looking for. I thought it was really neat the way that they did that. That's what I was looking for.
So I don't disagree with you, CJ. I think.
Well, you clearly do, because I put it last and you put it five. So, like, well, no, sorry. We clearly disagree. Sorry.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with where it's placed in our collective score.
Necessarily. I would think we could. Like, it's very hard to disagree more than fifth best and worst in the list. Like, it's
sure. But, I meant more like where like you have summed everything in the end. I forgot that.
I mean, this isn't me. This is cold, hard science and maths with the power of Google Sheets. We officially have reached the halfway point because tied sixth place, we have Blueprints and Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. They both got a 27 for Blueprints. J-Dog scored it 5. Juice scored it 4. Quang and myself both scored it 9. And for Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, J-Dog scored it a 9, Drew scored it a 5, Quang scored it a 3, and I scored it a 10. I think they're both very, very good games. And for me, Kingdom Come, I love a world that you can live in. I really like the fact that if you want to save, you got to brew a potion. Because there's a bit in the game where they take away all your stuff. And so you got to do a stealth segment. And halfway through, you find a potion of saving. And I have never been so happy in my life. and Blueprints, I think, is like another very good puzzle game. Prince, it's like the level of subliminal. It's like it's what Portal was back in the day. It's a really interesting, very well done puzzle game that is also artistically very pretty to look at.
It is.
I gave Blueprints a lot of points for being very unique. Like, definitely nothing. Like, it's hard to compare it to anything else. Other than being like generic, like under the roguelike category, kind of. Like, God, what a good game.
I didn't play it. But I did play. I did play the first Kingdom Come, so I assume the second one was good. Again, we don't get into the games until like top five.
I really like Kingdom Come Deliverance too.
Kingdom Come is one of those that I put a little bit. I will say I put it a little bit lower just because it's my style of game. Objectively, I think people who really like Kingdom Come Deliverance really liked Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 even more. Yeah. Just because it's like a very faithful sequel. And they don't, based on what I've heard, I like was not excited about this game at all. And I was surprised to see it in the top 10, in the nominations. But I also understand people. So that's sure. Fine.
It is. It's an amazing, amazing RPG. It's beautiful. My only major gripe with the game is the fact that, like, very early on, you learn a fighting move that can basically carry you through the whole game. Like, I think it's like the Master Strike or something like that. Like, you can learn other moves. You can do really fun combos, but if you just Master Strike through the whole thing, you'll be fine. That's like my only issue with it.
Blueprints is also very much a me style game, where I will be thinking about it after while not playing it, so that I can be better at it next time I play it. Where I'm only playing it maybe like 10 minutes at a time, and then going back to it over and over again. It's like Balatro or Slay the Spire, where I just like keep going back to it after thinking about it for like a week. And then inevitably failing, but you know.
At number five, inevitably. at number 5 with 28 points, so it only got 1 point more than Kingdom Come Deliverance and Blue Prince, is Silk Song. J-Dog gave it 10, Juice gave it 2, Quang gave it 11, and I gave it 5.
That's crazy. Y'all are crazy. I felt crazy putting it in number 2. I was like, this is at worst 2.
I mean, I can see why Juice put it.
Is Juice bad at video games? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Have
is
you
that
ever,
the word?
Have you played like any kind of Souls like game? I mean, it's not a Souls like game, but like
it's a Metroidvania.
Know. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Juice.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I've never played any Souls game. No.
Okay. Well, not Souls specifically, but like, you know, those kind
of Souls type of game.
Yeah,
Souls like
dodge mechanics and shit like that.
How do you feel about like the old 2D, like the hard 2D beat 'em ups, like the Metroidvanias? You know, old school Castlevania, like Symphony of the Night. How do you feel about Symphony of the Night? Have you played it on the SNES?
Ooh, no.
That's a classic. I'm trying to think of other like.
What about Soul
Super Calibur? Metroid? Super Metroid.
Metroid.
Mega Man. All those.
Yes.
I played
Mega Man back in the day.
Yeah, it's just like that, except harder.
Okay. Yeah. No, for sure. I don't have a problem with those games at all. I think that I never found myself. I mean, when I was younger, I for sure played Mega Man. Mega Man X2. I want to say it was. But had a lot of fun playing that game, but yeah, no, I guess I never was in a position where I felt like, damn, I gotta play this fucking game, bro. Yeah. You know, it was just like when I was a kid, I had the Mega Man, and you know, I'm the kid, so of course I'm playing Mega Man. Now, and that was kind of my, you know, the big problem was that I did a lot of the same things that my brother did, and my brother was always into like, you know. Siphon Filter and SOCOM and like those games. So yeah. I ended up playing a lot of like the military games for that. You know, for that
he was reason. He was into the boy games, the games for boys.
I remember being, you know, 7, 8, 9, like watching him play Metal Gear Solid and thinking, dude, this looks fucking sick. Like I want to play this, but they never let me play because I was a kid, right? So once I finally got the chance to do it. You said what?
SOCOM was lit though. Like that was like one of
SOCOM was amazing.
That was like one of the first games they had like voice commands, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, you could like get like the headset to come with the game and you can like tell the soldiers to do shit.
I can only whenever I hear voice comms or like voice commands in video games, I can only think about how it got a Pokemon banned from competitive play. As like a gimmick, because the DS had the 3DS, I think, had the microphone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the chat talk thing.
Yeah. There's a Pokemon chat talk with its signature move. I forget what it's called. Basically, the louder your sound file was, you record a sound file and it mimics it. The louder your sound file was, the more damage it did.
Oh my God.
People would just be cursing into it. And it's a children's game, so they had to ban it.
Yeah, see, Silk Song for me was just like, I'm not a massive Metroidvania guy. I like the reason it's as high on my list as it is because I can really appreciate the developers and the love and time and care that's gone into an indie game like this.
I was going to be mad about where you put at it, but I also then looked at the rest of your list and I was like, I think that makes sense for. I looked at everything above it on your list and I was like,
yeah, it's like it's as high as I could put it for liking the developers but not liking that kind of game.
I
don't think I could have put it any higher.
You're wrong, Juice, but that's fine. It's
loud and wrong. Well, we can keep hearing about how we're all wrong because at number 4 with 29 points, 1 point above Split, points above Silk Song is Split Fiction. I gave it 8 points. Quang gave it 12. Juice gave it 8, and J-Dog gave it 1.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait, what? I didn't give it one. No. What?
That's what it said on when I saw the list.
No, it's on 4. Yeah. What do you? What? I put Split Fiction 4.
You initially had it at number 1 at the bottom.
No, no, that wasn't me. No, we were talking about how Quang, I thought Quang had it at the bottom because I fucked up his table. That's what that was. No, I got it at number 4.
I don't know what the fuck happened there because I've got you having something up. What have I got for you having number 4? Hold on. Yeah, my list says you having Kingdom, having Ghost of Yote was at number 4.
No, that's 6 on that list.
Let me see if this changes it. Probably not massive, but let me. I don't think it changes the order. It changes the order slightly, but nothing else shifts. So the rest of the order would be the same. But that would put Split Fiction number 3, which would mean number 4 is Ghost of Yote.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I'm okay with that.
Again, another one I haven't played, but sounds like a good series.
All right, so slight red claw. Everything else is basically just shifted down 1.
Someone rigged this list. Yeah. I demand a recount.
That is what just happened. The recount happened right now.
Yeah. Why? That's all good. For you.
I don't know what the fuck. Maybe I took your notes whilst you were rejigging some stuff, but I did all this like last night and then just did the equations that I had to do earlier.
Yeah. Let's be full disclaimer, Indiana Jones was my number 12. All right.
We'll release the list. It's fine. Release the docs. Can I just say, so if we're going to talk about Ghost of Yote next, I put Ghost of Yote at 7, and it really is that I think I'm just tired of the gameplay loop.
I get it.
Wait, you said what again?
I'm tired of the gameplay loop. Like that style of gameplay loop of just running up and like murdering a bunch of people. I wish it was harder, I guess, is really all I wanted to be. I feel like I can turn my brain off a little bit, and that might be fine. And that's not what the game is about. I get really bored.
Well, I think that's kind of why I didn't like Night Rain when it came out. Like I was willing to play it as kind of like a co-op experience, whatever. Yeah. And then, of course, like in the back of my mind, I already knew this was going to happen. Two of my friends were going to be like, "Hey, let's just carry him through and not fucking show him anything." And they're fucking sitting there slaying bosses like 20 feet in front of me, and I'm just like, "Hey guys, I'm coming." And then when I did get to a boss, it's just like, okay, kill, all right, move to the next zone. It's like, okay, yeah, the loop, the open world loop like that is kind of taxing.
That being said, it also comes from somebody who doesn't have nearly as much time, especially that over the last like 3 months, to just play video games. It really is just like the demand of having a game basically be fun the moment I pick it up and then put it down is a lot higher, I think, than the average gamer for me, where like...
Well, this sounds like go ahead.
I was gonna say, if I like put down the game and I pick it back up and I have to do some overworld bullshit before going like getting back on track for the story, it's really hard. Like I was talking about Pokemon ZA last week about how much I like the game, and I do love it, and I've just hit that wall where like my goals are like very different than the story, so now I have to like go through, like have to choose, and by the time that I do choose, I would rather just have been playing Balatro for 5 hours.
Yeah, so okay. So the thing about that series I love so much, it I said this before in a previous episode, it is still the most beautiful game I've ever experienced. Like that's right true. Beside Red Dead 2. It is, I have spent so much time just on my horse running through fields, skipping missions. People are getting slaughtered right next to me. I'm just like, I'm sorry, bro. Do you see these cherry blossoms? Like I got experiences. Like, it's a stunning fucking game, man. And of course, you know, I actually did enjoy the story as well. I do really love the fact that it's, I mean, at least with the first Ghost, I don't know if you can in Yote, but being able to play the game, like in its raw form, like, you know, fucking black and white, all Japanese, you know, as well, to really get that raw feel of Ghost of, you know, Tsushima. It was just dope, bro. And it, like, they kind of continue on. They do change some things, like gameplay mechanics with the second one. But man, just one hell of a game. One hell of a fucking game, you know?
It's absolutely gorgeous. Like, I think a game where you can walk around for a couple hours and forget what you're meant to do and just like basically osmosis yourself into the world is a game that has achieved the reason that video games exist and why this medium is so good.
I mean, the last game I even thoroughly enjoyed like that, like the whole open world thing, do whatever the fuck you want, is the Shadow of War series. Like after that, after the Batman and that series, it's kind of just like, who's gonna top it?
To be clear, I put Ghost of Yote at number 7 because that's the lowest that I could put it. Like, absolute. Like, despite me, like, not enjoying that gameplay loop, it is a very pretty game. It is a very, the sound direction is so good in that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really makes you immersed in the world, so.
I'm looking at my list, and it truly does just become how immersed was I in a video game from top to bottom.
Like, once again, I that's why I was like, you put Silk Song at the 8, and I looked at the, I was like, yeah, that's fair. Like,
yeah,
I totally understand. I immediately understood.
And then, yeah, like I say, I fixed the list. Nothing changed. The only thing that changes is Kingdom Come Deliverance is definitively number 6 by a point. But at number 3, we have Split Fiction, which is, like, for me, not my favorite of those three games. A Way Out, I think, will be my favorite. Between, like, A Way Out, It Takes Two, Split Fiction, A Way Out's my personal favorite. But it's just another banger from the company. Like, they're on form. They're on form.
Yeah.
The co-op and, like, one... I probably shouldn't, but I did give it a couple of points in my head for... really the game, the big difference for me was the fact that it is a pure co-op game that only one person needs to buy is really a big game changer in the current era of gaming, especially big titles. And also the co-op element really helps with the immersiveness in a very unique way. I don't know. I've played a lot of co-op games with people, and usually the co-op is more of like, hey, how well do you communicate? That's part of the challenge, blah, blah, blah. But specifically with Split Fiction, it really helps the story narratively as well, that each person is experiencing the game slightly differently. And I feel like it does it in a really, I don't want to say unique, but that's the only word that's coming to mind right now. In a really unique way that makes the gameplay feel more impactful on first playthrough, at very least.
The way I look at it, right, A Way Out was a proof of concept. It Takes Two was, all right, we know it worked, here's what we can do with it. And then Split Fiction is, here's It Takes Two, but everything is better in every way. Yeah. And, like, there were a couple moments where, like, narrative, like, the writing in these games is always a little weird. Because like I'm kind of sat there like obviously I as the viewer know that the big CEO is the evil McEvil man, but like as far as the characters know, it's like he's just trying to get you out of his machine because you fucked up. So that took me out of it a little bit, and I feel like because like I didn't like the story of It Takes Two. I like the idea of like a husband and a wife trying to solve the differences, but it kind of ends with. And it was all okay, but I think it's just fiction is It Takes Two, but better in every way. And I like having a pet dragon, so you know that's a good point.
It must be nice to play with a partner too. I like having a dedicated partner to play with, and.
I mean, it has its benefits, but also you got to remember, like, if you're ending it after a really difficult bit, you've still got to coexist with the person. It's like, you know.
Well, you could have played with me instead. I don't know.
Help out Quang and Crack Media. Buy our t-shirts, get our Amazon affiliate, and we can buy the game.
Oh, my
God. Now.
Buy a t-shirt, get a date with Quang.
I'm available.
Hey, that's not available.
So what one of these episodes are we just gonna set up a date? Actually, no, that's actually a really good content idea. Hold on. Dating show
with viewers coming in and just shoot their shot.
Right. And we are in the final two, and these again there's a bit of a jump here. Split Fiction got 37 points. We then jump up to 41 points. So it's like a bit of a jump. Number two is Hades 2.
Number two. Okay. I mean, it's not funny, surprised. Not surprised.
Everyone rated it very highly. Quang rated it the lowest with 8 points. Juice rated it with 10 points. I rated it with 11. And J-Dog rated it with the full 12.
So it's Quang's fault. Got it.
I think rated the other one. Oh, no. I was going to say, I think I rated the other one the lowest, too. But no, I see that that's not true at all.
Yeah.
No, that's Juice rated the other nominee a little bit lower than mine.
No, Hades 2 is a good game, though. And this is coming from someone. Right? My biggest thing was, like, I am down for Hades 2, but also I don't see how you could do a sequel to Hades, because it kind of wrapped itself up perfectly. And this was very much when I was in my era of, like, I don't like useless sequels that are just... But I was like, no, they innovated and they did it, and fuck it, I was wrong. Because you know what you do? Yeah. Like, you know what you do with Hades and make it a sequel? You literally double the amount of gameplay. That's literally what they did. Yeah, they were like, fuck it. Fuck it. There's two games. There's two games in this. Oh, fuck. All right, take my money.
So, two things. One, I do really like Hades. And Hades 2 is a great game. And I think first game in a while that I've just been willing to just sit down and watch other people play. Just for the sake of watching other people play it.
I think Twitch Rivals just did a speedrun thing on it recently too.
I believe you. Yeah. But yeah, I don't even mean like speedrun. I mean like watching Markiplier figure his way out around the controls type shit. just every time that's up. The only reason why it is not higher up on the list is that I don't think it innovated nearly as much as every other pick on my list. I think it's a very good sequel, and I agree with CJ where I thought the sequel would just be more of the same, which is not a great sequel, right? But they did innovate. They did expand on the world. Ultimately, I put it a little bit lower because I thought it didn't do enough, I guess. It was really it.
See, I'm going to disagree with you because I think J-Dog will agree. The card system is the greatest innovation in that game. Like being able to swap your cards in and out. is brilliant. I also think it's like that, you know, it's clearly connected to the, I like the reversal of before you were fighting to get out of hell, out of the underworld. Yeah. Now you're trying to fight your way in, and it's a whole different thing. I really like what they did with the story. Story is very good. Also, that song, when you're fighting the three sirens, holy shit. Holy shit. That's just a good song.
Bro, that fight took me entirely too long, dude. I felt like I was missing something. I still feel like I'm missing something, but it's easy.
We didn't really talk about this, mainly because it's not really a factor, can we talk about how every fucking soundtrack on this entire list is so fucking good? Like the sound design for this entire list. Minus I think Peak is the weakest, is to be clear, as far as
probably yeah.
Well, it's because it doesn't really have one.
Exactly. That's it. That's my point.
But even then, that works though, because it's just the silence of the mountain is really good for its design. And you don't have really... your friends
screaming, where are you?
And I think that they knew, if you've got this big, let's say you had this sort of bongo drums or something going when you're in the jungle section, it'd be very hard to hear your friends, and audio is so important in that game. Like, I think with Peak, its soundtrack isn't there, but its sound direction is perfect because every noise is distinct and has a point. And there are some games where it's like, oh, you put this noise in because it needs to make a noise, and so you made it make the noise. But why did it make that noise? And Peak understands that very well.
Yeah.
I
just wanted to point that out, that we haven't really been talking. I've mentioned it here and there, but that we haven't really been talking about it because, god damn, they're all so good.
Well, I haven't mentioned it because, for number one, it's the thing I'm going to gush about most. And number one, the definitive, scientifically proven, you can't say otherwise because I did it with numbers and stuff,
and
game of the year for Cracked Media is Claire Obscure Expedition 33, which, to be fair, only had 1 point higher than Hades 2. It was higher. Juice scored it 9, Quang scored it 10, J-Dog scored it 11, and I scored it 12. And 5 of those points are for the soundtrack alone, because it is, I would argue, not only the greatest soundtrack in a video game this year, the best soundtrack in a thing that came out this year. Movies, TV shows, they do not hold a candle to
media.
Oh, easy. Yeah. No, that's fair.
They did a whole fucking opera in France of just, and it was fucking fire, and I wanted to go so bad, but I couldn't afford the tickets. But it's so good. Oh, it's such a good game. It's a wonderful game that will break your fucking heart.
If I win the lottery, the first thing that I'm doing is holding myself in my room and doing a start to finish, no sleep playthrough of this game.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that I don't get don't experience any of the breaks, don't experience my hardest thing about long games or books, anything, is that putting it down and picking it back up is so hard for me, because I lose little bits of information due to whatever I'm doing otherwise, and I feel like every time I put it down, I forget shit. Which makes it harder to each time I do it, it makes the next time picking it up harder.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Expedition 33 is on my, I'm gonna spend 48 hours not sleeping, just playing this, having people feed food to me in a tube.
Love it.
All right. Such a wonderful game. Such a wonderful game. And it's been just so many good games this year. I think that's what this list shows, is 2025. Yeah, we kind of said it at the beginning of the show. We said it in the pre-show. this has been one of the greatest years in video games in a very long, because there's a lot of games that we have. Battlefield 6, Ark Raiders, Marvel Rivals, like so many games that have come out in the last 12 months that didn't make this list. It's been such a good year. Such a good year.
I will say, I am also surprised at how consistent our top threes are. Like, pretty consistently. Yeah. Hollow Knight, Expedition 33, Juice throws it out a little bit, but they're still, like, up there. Hades 2. I think those are probably the undisputed three that are going to be talked about. I hope my pick wins. I hope Split Fiction wins. I don't think it will, to be clear. If I have to look at it objectively of what I like expect to win, like if I had to put money on it, it would be Expedition 33.
I mean, it will probably win like best family game or best co-op game or something, like, because there's always like that category, especially with the Game Awards. Like, cause I think that's the thing, is like we're specifically looking at Game of the Year. There's a lot of other categories that will come up in all these award shows that we haven't even touched.
Those are all consolation prizes, except for like sound. I'm curious who actually. Yeah. The only other category that I'm interested in is the sound direction. Who wins that? Because I would argue that Donkey Kong Bonanza, unironically, might have one of the greatest soundtracks on this list.
Really, really cool.
It might be better than Expedition 33, but it goes into the
complete
opposite.
Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say here.
Opposite direction. Do you know the story of Donkey Kong Bonanza?
I said earlier, like, I do not care about the Marioverse. Like, I don't give a shit.
It's about a little girl finding her voice and singing jazz. So that's like the whole story. And literally this soundtrack gets filled with more and more instruments as you play through the game. The instrumentations are all, like, all your attacks are blended in with the music intentionally. Like, the frame rate of the game is in a way that forces you to like hit on beat, basically.
But see, I would argue that like Expedition 33 does a similar but different thing in terms of, like, the music complements the game, because the lyrics of the songs spoil the entire story. Amazing, because it's in a different language, so most people aren't going to know that.
Once again, it's in the opposite direction. Well, yeah, I think it's in like a completely opposite direction, where this is supposed to be like a very Donkey Kong Bonanza is very like uplifting. Literally, you find Pauline in an egg, in a rock egg, at the beginning of the game. It's a very strange game, to be clear. And it's just about becoming friends and helping your friends grow, and, you know, kid
doing drugs
style.
Again.
Yeah, kid style storytelling.
Who needs friends when you can break my heart within the first 30 minutes of the game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the opposite. Yeah. That's why it's an argument ultimately, right. And I think I'm good. I would be very interested in that category. I do think Claire's Expedition 33 probably wins Game of the Year. If Silent Hill F gets close to the top at all, I'm gonna fucking throw my desk through a window.
Nah, it'll be. It'll be interesting, but that is our list. There you go. The Crap Media Game of the Year. I guess Quang. I'm not going to be here for the next episode of the podcast because I've got a show that I need to run as well. But yeah, there you go. That's all I've got for you. I did it with science. All right, I am objectively right in my findings. I did it with facts and also logic.
we had the hypothesis and created a thesis.
Dear.
But yeah, we should get back on SideQuest. Like, if you guys have time, we should probably get back on that. Start finding some shit to do.
Just a little bit.
When do you have time?
Lol.
My brain says I have none, but my whiteboard says I have a ton. So there's you just gotta put it in my calendar.
You
gotta talk to my secretary.
Send me a Teams link.
But with that said, actually, since we're kind of hard, since we're kind of segueing into that as we're leaving episode 60, Jesus Christ, it still blows my mind. We are going to have a little conversation here in the future between the current team members, a couple other people. I just should say a couple other people about the future of Cracked Media. If anybody ever wants to get involved, you want to do something, don't know what you want to do, you know what you want to do, you want to do it. I want to eventually, you know, hopefully get paid for it one day. That's what we're going for. I'm still trying to pay these guys. Like, I don't even know why they're still here. Let's be honest. Like, but
well, it would help if you unlocked the door.
But yeah, shoot.
Legal reasons, that's a joke.
Legal reasons. What do you mean? You put Quang in a basement.
Yeah, that's a king thing for him.
To be clear, nobody put me in the basement. I was in the basement when he found me. He just left me there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, if anybody ever wants to get involved in Cracked Media, feel free to send me a DM. I will be DMing people over the next few weeks to kind of pick a date, get this thing going, basically talk to everybody at once, probably have two different meeting times. Just to kind of go over things and hopefully jump into 2026, like going super strong. That's kind of what we want to get into. But again, until that, a little showing again down at the bottom. Amazon links, our shirt is up. We're trying to get more out. These guys have links too, but they still haven't posted it yet for some reason.
I was waiting for you to say it, right? Yes, mine. That's the latest episode of my show, and the next episode comes out on the 23rd of November. VWA, baby. CJ Talks Wrestling. Check it up on the bingo quickly.
Baby.
I didn't get a bingo this week.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Also, bingo cards. If you guys hit bingo, don't forget to say it in chat. First one gets, you know, $5 gift Steam card. Forgot to put that in announcements, but whatever. We're getting there.
Can we?
I was close, but I was missing one square.
Can we put Quang objects to playing bingo as a square?
that's just the free square.
Yeah, that's a free. That's a free one every time. What is it?
Yeah, put it in the middle.
But yeah, I've also been streaming a little bit more over on my Twitch channel. If you guys are ever bored, looking for some shit to do, but yeah, just trying to live life.
I too am trying to stream more, but probably you'll probably just catch me angry. That's fine.
I'm also back to the weekly streams, doing weekly wrestling content. I've also potentially got some ideas for a wrestling series here on Crap, but I just need to get the resources together and look at my schedule. But I might have found basically what if D&D, but also wrestling. It might be interesting.
That'd be kind of lit. I'd actually be down to help you out with that. That would actually be cool.
The thing is, it's a really simple system. It's just I need to put the resources together, but I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah. Well, this has been episode 60, boys and girls. Also, last thing, if you haven't seen on the Discord already, we're transferring basically all of XP Share to a different actual XP Share channel. It's not going to be on the Cracked Media channel anymore. So be sure to let me grab that link for y'all just so we're all on the same page. Be sure to subscribe to that channel, because that will be where all the future XP Share episodes are going. I'm still catching up from, I think, episode 32. So you're going to see a little couple of repeats for probably the next like two or so weeks. But after that, we'll be on our regularly scheduled VOD schedule.
Yeah. Buy a shirt so J-Dog can buy better internet.
Something like that. Wait, what do you mean better internet? What? My internet is pristine. Get those uploads out faster.
Does it upload out faster?
Well, I mean, I could just mass upload them all at once, but I'm like doing it day by day just so YouTube isn't like, oh, they're spamming a new channel kind of thing.
Yeah, playing the algorithm.
Yeah. But either way, check it out. Links in the description. Whatever, chat. You knew what I was talking about. Whatever, guys. I love you all. Thanks for sticking it out for 60 damn episodes.
Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
Deuces. What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.